Time for a quick check of the headlines here this hour. Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been sworn in for a third term as Turkish president. Among those appointed to his cabinet is former international banker Mehmet Simsek. He'll be the finance minister.
Evlatlarımızın aydınlık yarınlarına sahip çıkma günüdür.
This is a day to protect the bright future of our children. Let us put aside the resentments and anger during the election period. Let's find a way to reconcile resentments if hearts have been broken. Let us shoulder the construction of the century of Turkey and realize the 100th anniversary of our republic together. And let us celebrate it as a whole with all 85 million people.
Rescue operations at the site of one of India's worst train disasters in decades have ended. 288 people died and hundreds more were injured in a crash involving three trains. An official inquiry is now underway, but many are blaming signalling failure. Three Israeli soldiers and one Egyptian policeman have been killed during a rare exchange of gunfire along the Israel-Egypt border. Israel said the standoff lasted for several hours in the Negev desert. Both countries are jointly investigating the incident. Ukraine's capital has been targeted by Russian airstrikes in the early hours of Sunday. Officials say Kyiv has been bombarded every night for the past week. Earlier, at least 20 people were injured in Dnipro. An apartment block was also hit. China's defense minister Li Shangfu says he's open to communication with the US military. He spoke at the Shangri-La dialogue in Singapore. Li said China wants to avoid confrontation but won't tolerate interference in internal affairs. Protests in Senegal have continued for a third day. It follows the conviction of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. He was sentenced to 2.5 years on a charge of corrupting the youth. 15 people have been killed. Tens of thousands of people have joined another anti-government protest in Serbia's capital, Belgrade. The demonstrations have become a weekly event. It follows two mass shootings last month.